The clouds, I know it's been overcast today. Have they made it cooler? I don't know. It won't be cool up there on the Sunshine Coast, those firefighters on the ground. The clouds, though, have they made it cooler? Have they made it worse? Have they made it stickier? And the reason I'm asking, I don't know. I've been in the office most of the day inside the aircon. Maybe you don't know either, because it isn't just offices with air conditioners pumping at the moment, is it? The majority of homes now in the southeast have air conditioning. How do I know this? Well, pretty simple. Energy use. Yesterday, you hit an all-time record for electricity consumption here in the southeast. Danny Donald is our man at Energex. Danny, afternoon. What are we talking? What's the new record?
Yeah, Ben. Just to put it in perspective, the previous record was set back in February 2010. And that was 4,760 megawatts. Yesterday, we ticked over another 52 megawatts on top of that, hitting 4,812 megawatts. So that's essentially from the previous, from the previous peak to yesterday's, It's like throwing an extra 10,000 houses on the network all at once. Additional houses, so that's it was certainly a big peak, and a lot of it is attributed to air conditioning, as you quite rightly said. And 75% of people in southeast Queensland have an air conditioning unit in their home. So
75% now, is it? So that's the official number. Three quarters of us, yeah.
Yeah, and nearly 80% on the Gold Coast.
Really?
So it's you go.
Oh no, I was going to say I remember when I was pushing mum and dad to get air conditioning at their place, which was probably the same time I was getting into the unit that I bought. That was about 2004. And I remember saying, come on, mum and dad, half of Queensland now has air conditioning. You can do it too. So in a bit over 13 years, we've gone from half of Queenslanders having air conditioning to now 75% of us having it. Significant power outages yesterday around the Bayside, Wynnum West, Tingalpa. Was that heat related?
No, that wasn't. We actually had a bit of an underground fault. It wasn't heat-related, fortunately, and we did have a truck hit a pole out near Arana Hills.
Okay.
They were our two biggest outages yesterday, but we did have a couple of minor ones, just minor street-level ones, where we had a dozen or so customers here and there from just things like fuses blowing and that. People, as I've been saying, people love their air conditioners.
Yeah, well, the reason I asked that about yesterday's outages, I'm wondering how, when you said what it was, an extra basically 10,000 homes getting thrown on the grid, I mean, how does it cope? Was it okay? Is it bubbling along all right? Are we putting too much pressure on it?
No, it's pairing along nicely. In fact, we've got to build the network for a 1 in 10 year heat wave situation, which we're nowhere near yet, but that's what we've got to build the network for, and that's what we've done. So it's certainly interesting times, and we may even see another record broken before the summer's over, particularly once industry and schools kick online next week. So let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah, of course. Look, in saying all this, Danny, if we're using extra power, we're about to be slammed by bigger power bills. There is a way, though, to keep them down, isn't there, when using the aircon? And I don't know if too many people know this. The Peak Smart program. Talk me through that.
Yeah, well, Peak Smart programs, similar to a lot of air conditioners these days, they've already got Peak Smart activity or Peak Smart technology incorporated into them, and people can opt into it where we can, similar to your hot water system, which we've done for about 70 years, where we can actually switch it off when peak loads come on.
You're not going to switch off my aircon, are you?
No, we won't switch off the aircon, but we can cycle your pump. It'll keep blowing air, but we can cycle it for about 20 minutes, and this has been around for a decade or so, and we've actually got 700,000 people signed up to our Peak Smart, whether it's to do with pool pumps, your air conditioners, or your hot water system. So it's something that most people say they don't even notice these days, and there's a lot of people connected to it. And we can cycle, as I say, those three main things: your pool pumps, your air conditioning, and your hot water systems when peaks really go through the roof. But it's something we don't have to do very often, but it's handy to have should we need it.
Good stuff. Danny, thank you very much, mate. Appreciate you stepping through the numbers. A record here in the southeast yesterday, energy consumption, all-time record.